Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council recently adopted a resolution supporting the Kenai Peninsula Borough's application for a Safe Streets and Roads for All Action Grant, as well as authorizing the city to be included as a joint applicant. City Manager Paul Ostrander told the Kenai City Council that the Kenai Peninsula Borough suggested that all of the municipalities in the borough apply for this action grant.
And what this does is it's a planning grant that there's a 20% local match, of which the City of Kenai would be responsible for about $21,500 of this match. And this would essentially look at all of the ways that people move on the borough and determine what could be done to make pedestrian paths or highways or any of those things safer. Once the action plan is completed, that means that an entity would be qualified to apply for then an implementation grant, of which I believe there's $5 billion of federal money that's going to be available over the next 5 years. If you don't have an action plan grant, which this money would do, you're not eligible to apply for the implementation grant. So this would be the first step to get not only the borough, but all the municipalities within the borough eligible to apply for these implementation grants.
The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act authorizes up to $108 billion to support public transportation and establish this new program with $5 billion in appropriated funds over the next 5 years. For federal fiscal year 22, there is up to $1 billion available for regional, local, and tribal initiatives through grants to prevent roadway deaths and serious injury. Through developing an action plan, the city would be able to pursue implementation grants through the Safe Streets and Roads for All program in the future, and to pursue other grant funding focused on improving roadway safety and improvements to transportation infrastructure. If the grant is approved, the action plan will be funded at an 80-20 cost share rate. The agenda item was approved unanimously. The Kenai Peninsula Borough appropriated the Commercial Passenger Vessel Tax Program proceeds received under the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 in the amount of $612,640. Of that, $577,000 will go to the City of Seward, and just over $35,000 will specifically go to the City of Homer. The Commercial Passenger Vessel Tax Program provides for the levy and collection of the tax and disposition of the proceeds, which are deposited into a tax account, portions of which are dispersed to the first 7 ports of call each year. If ports of call are in a city within a borough, $2.50 per passenger are distributed to the city and the borough in which the city is located. Both Seward and Homer have qualified for the 2021 funds, even though the borough elected to pass those funds to the cities in which the ports are in years past. In the state legislature, House Bill 69, which appropriated funding to the Commercial Passenger Vessel Excise Tax Shared Tax Program, was passed by the state legislature and signed by the governor in July 2021. In the legislation, funds were appropriated from the American Rescue Plan Act to supplement the same amount that was shared to eligible ports of call for calendar year 2021, and the disbursements will be equal to the disbursements in calendar year 2020. City Manager for Seward, Janet Bauer, wrote to the borough that the city plans to invest in water and sewer infrastructure, as well as expansion opportunities, which she didn't divulge the details of at this time. Meanwhile, Homer City Manager wrote that they will use the funds to support the city's ports and harbor crane dock services through a PAGO project, which involves refurbishing a crane. Cranes are heavily used by the commercial fishing vessels down in Homer, and the crane in question is 35 years old and needs a complete overhaul in order to remain in service. The overhaul includes sandblasting and painting of all the parts, installing a new winch, rebuilding and resealing all cylinders, and repairing the electrical motor, in addition to much more. Full details on this story and projects at RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.